This is WGXC's Congressional Report, a weekly tracking of the votes, the words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 0% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. This week, Congress was out of session, and Tonko and Delgado were back in their districts. Delgado heard protests from both his right and his left locally this week. Here are some of the stories we covered.
U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado was in Cairo July 1st. To meet with the members of the Healthcare Advisory Committee. The committee is comprised of 30 patients, providers, and healthcare advocates from every county in the 19th Congressional District. According to a statement released by Delgado's office, the group discussed healthcare needs, ways to address skyrocketing healthcare costs, and healthcare legislation currently before the House. Delgado said, and I quote, "Ensuring upstate New Yorkers can afford quality coverage has been a top priority for me in Congress. That's why I have supported legislation to lower the cost of prescription drugs and introduced the Medicare X Choice Act, which would create a public option and drive down health care costs by introducing competition. I am very grateful to the members of the committee who joined us today in Greene County and shared their insights and expertise," end quote. Monday was the first meeting of the Healthcare Advisory Committee. Delgado also formed local advisory committees on issues related to veterans, small business, and agriculture. Read the full press release at delgado.house.gov. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that about 100 people protested outside the Kingston office of Representative Antonio Delgado on July 2nd, calling on closure of U.S. detention camps where migrant children are held near the U.S. and Mexican border. Similar closed camp protests were held all over the country July 2nd. New Platte's resident Steve Greenfield at the Kingston protest said he plans to wear the skull cap that is a symbol of his Jewish faith and a yellow star like the ones Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Germany until the United States closes the immigrant camps. Greenfield said, and I quote, "There are people being held in concentration camps in this country. I am a Jew, and I was raised by my culture to believe that I bear a special burden in life for as long as I'm on this earth to make sure that there are no concentration camps anywhere in the world," end quote. Protesters wanted four specific things from Delgado: a visit to a detention center this week, work to close the centers, rejecting any additional federal funding for family detention and deportation, and help reuniting families. In a statement, Delgado condemned the camps, but did not promise any specific action, including the request of protesters. His statement also applauded, and I quote, "the impassioned civic engagement in response to what's happening to migrant families within our borders," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Albany News 10 reports that Representative Paul Tonko donated 32 surplus books from the Library of Congress to the Red Bookshelf in Albany. The Red Bookshelf has 19 stationary bookshelves and a mobile bookshelf in the Capital Region. The group says that so far this year, it has delivered 50,000 children's books to community locations. Tonko said, and I quote, "A group of volunteers repairs the books, makes certain that they're well mended, that they're cleaned and made available to our children. Studies show that if there's books in the home, children are more likely to be at their reading level," end quote. Read more about this story at the Albany News 10 website. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado was confronted during the Socrates Independence Day parade by supporters of President Donald Trump in an, and I quote, "unnecessarily aggressive," end quote, way, according to an Ulster County official. Ulster County Assistant County Executive Daniel Torres said, and I quote, "they were just mocking him, and I thought it was not in the spirit of what today's parade was. And I thought it was an unnecessarily aggressive thing to have done to a representative, no matter what your party is," end quote. Torres said there were four or five Trump supporters who seemed to be harassing Delgado, and there was definitely a racial component to the harassment. Torres said Delgado handled the incident in a, and I quote, a very professional, end quote, manner. When asked about what happened, Delgado did not specifically confirm that he had been surrounded. Asked if there was any aggression involved, the Rhinebeck Democrat quickly replied, and I quote, not at all, not even a little bit, end quote. Evander said Trump 2020 banners were popular during the parade. She added that people in Saugerties did not give her as much grief about them as in other communities. She said, and I quote, I sell a lot here. It's different from town to town, but this happens to be a Trump town, I think, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Tonko does not list any local events on his website next week. Tonko, of course, never lists any events on his website. This week, Delgado's website says that he does not have any public events. Delgado's website rarely lists his many local events, generally only town hall meetings his staff organizes or parades he marches in. This has been Tom Rowe with the WGXC Congressional Report. For more information, go to wgxc.org.